Here we go.
I don't really care about the facts and details.
Yo! Come on!
All right, we are back. Welcome, everyone. We're back for episode number 7. How you doing, Len?
I'm good. How are you doing, Joey?
I'm doing just great. I am in Indianapolis, Indiana, again.
Go Colts.
Yeah, well, I drove here from, I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico on Thursday, all day Thursday.
Wow.
And they didn't find anything. And I was there most of the morning Friday. And he's like, I got you one, but you got to pick up in El Paso tomorrow.
Oh, gosh.
And, it's going to freaking Indiana. So I had to drive to El Paso, which was 268 miles away.
Dang.
So for no money, didn't get paid a dime for that.
Yeah, deadheading, man.
Just had to drive to El Paso and park overnight again. Wait for Saturday morning to roll around. And Saturday morning, I was there at like 7:30. Picked it up right away and took off. But it was 1,437 miles,
Yeah.
And I didn't get much sleep the night before, I never do really in the van, but.
Where did you end up having to deliver from El Paso to?
To here, Indianapolis.
Oh, no shit.
In the morning. I haven't delivered it yet.
How big was your package?
It's just one pallet. 860 some pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, big metal or little metal pieces, but in like these palletized container things. It's, I don't know, some kind of shop part.
Huh.
But
that's insane, man.
I do all kinds of stuff like that. The special manufacturing parts that they need in a hurry or whatever,
Yeah. But
otherwise, how would, why would they pay as much as they do to ship one pallet? Because, it costs. Yeah. It costs them like $1,400.
Well, the train doesn't run north and south, so.
To get that one pallet up here, but they got it up here quick, I'm delivering it tomorrow morning at like 6 o'clock, so.
No kidding, right?
Yeah.
Ordered it on Friday and getting it delivered on Monday.
So I drove all day Saturday and I stopped at a rest stop somewhere, I think in either eastern Oklahoma or western Missouri. I think it was Oklahoma still, but stopped at a rest stop and slept. And then I got up the next morning, drove to a truck stop, which was really only another 20 miles away. But quite honestly, if the rest stop is nice, I would much rather stay at a rest stop.
Right.
You get less chance of getting interrupted or disturbed, and people aren't usually loud at a rest stop.
Sure not.
Anyway.
And you don't have to contend with lot lizards knocking on your door.
And then I drove all day to get here, and I got here about maybe 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, about 45 minutes ago.
So long enough to set up the computer and get everything ready to go. So,
no kidding,
and here we are.
that's a long road to travel right there.
That's a long drive, and I was rushing trying to get here so we could get this done. So I have time to get things taken care of before I have to. I got to get up and go deliver that. And then I got to get the oil changed tomorrow and wait for another load. I'm gonna tell them just get me something back to like LA or something.
Yep.
So it'll take like 3 or 4 days,
Right, yeah.
So I'm not sitting around waiting for a load here and there. I'd rather have a big one that pays big and go there and then get another one made back to Phoenix.
Right. That'd be cool.
Then we can go shooting or something,
Hell yeah, man.
I want to shoot that shotgun.
I do too.
You haven't shot any yet, have you?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be a riot, man.
We got a video. We got a video of that.
Yes, absolutely. Put it on our Facebook page.
Well, we have YouTube as well. So.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah. I was watching a YouTube video of a guy shooting that thing. And the recoil isn't that bad.
Really?
It's not as bad as you would think for a 12-gauge shotgun.
Yeah. Well, that's
good. Yeah, it'll put holes.
You wouldn't want it to be if it's semi-automatic, you know. It'd be
multiple
rounds into your shoulder. It's going to break your damn shoulder. You'd be done.
No shit, right? It's going to be a good time, though. It'll be fun.
Yeah. I don't even have to shoot it. I just want to see it being shot. You know, it just looks cool as hell. But
I can't wait to shoot it. I've got to take my 9mm out and shoot it too. I haven't shot that either.
Yeah, that's what I like. I love shooting 9mm.
Yeah,
they're fun. Then,
we'll take out the 45 long Colt.
Oh, okay.
That's a pretty nice pistol.
Wow,
I like that one.
Yeah, I don't think. I shot one really long barreled pistol, but I don't remember what it was.
I do have a 44 caliber black powder pistol, but that's such a pain in the ass because after you shoot it, you got to make sure you tear it down and clean it.
Yeah.
Clean it good because black powder is corrosive when it's burnt.
Yeah.
And it'll just start eating away at the metal.
That's a hassle. So
I try not to shoot that one too much. You know, it's for backup. If I run out of bullets, then I still got 6 rounds left.
If you're in that bad of shape, you better hope you hit something with those last 6 shots.
No kidding, man, because I'm going to have to be reloading that cylinder, man. Old school days, you know, pouring the powder in and the ball and
Wow. There is something really odd going on if you haven't hit him with the shotgun by then.
Yeah, then, you know, I just need to hang it up.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got what? Even if you haven't had a chance to reload your clips after you shot him, you still had to go through 30 rounds, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you would bound to hit somebody with something with 30 slug rounds. Oh my God.
Piece of shrapnel or something.
One of those slugs hits you, it's going to do some damage.
It's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Oh my God. That thing is pretty cool.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah. I like stuff like that. Other than going to the shooting range there really isn't much you can do with it. It's not a hunting gun. It's not something you would hunt with.
No,
It's not something it's just,
it's home defense.
It's home defense, but it's also can be recreational, just by going to the shooting range and being able to shoot, you know, especially with something like that, you want to go to an outdoor range. So you can shoot it.
I go to this place. It's there's a pit right off of Kelly Canyon Road, and there's this pit that you drive down into, and you just shoot.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah,
I don't mind it. You know, and I save all my brass, but I don't save the shotgun shells because shotgun shells, I mean, you can reload them, but they're hard as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, to reload. From what I remember from, you know, when I was a boy, we used to reload all of our shotgun shells. And, it was just a pain in the ass trying to get that end crimp back up.
Yeah. They got some new thing that does it, though, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's presses that do it.
Jack was going to do it. She was going to set up a shop. Uh-huh. She's big into guns. She's got tons
of guns.
Yeah. And she's got who I've gone shooting with several times, you know.
Oh, that's fun.
And but she's made some of her own ammo. And she wanted to get this deal. She had it all set up. She was going to buy this deal to make her own ammo and make it and be able to sell it, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And, but she's never done it yet, but you never know. She had to, after she ran one half marathon and she had to give up on her marathon deal.
Yeah.
It was, she's got some arthritic, deal along with her lupus, which causing her problems, and it's just too dangerous. Doctor told her, no, don't do it.
She shouldn't be overexerting herself like that anyways. Yeah.
You're just setting yourself up for further damage than you need.
Exactly. Yeah.
And she's, you should see her. I mean, just after running, she was like covered with bruises. You know, she bruises. Really? So, she bruises so easy. You know, she's sending me pictures of her, like her legs and her arms, and they were just covered with bruises. And I was like, what are you doing? What are you rolling on the ground or what?
I know, right? You know? Rolling down a big long hill.
Something, whatever. But but she bruises real easy. So, and it's all it's because of lupus and being on the you know, she's on prednisone, and that's just a steroid.
Oh, that stuff is so bad for you.
Oh, and she's, you know, she has to be on it now because her body doesn't produce its own steroid anymore. Because she's on it for so long. But I don't know. I don't think the doctors know their head from their ass half the damn time.
Right. See, Charlie, she went and had her thyroid checked, and her chemical imbalance was out of whack. So they put her on these thyroid medication, and she's fine.
Yeah. You know, it's, everybody has something they have to deal with.
That's true.
If you're healthy, then be grateful.
Absolutely.
Because not everyone is. There, and it seems to be far, I don't know if it's worse now or if it just seems worse because we're able to survive longer with the conditions than we were years before.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so you hear about it more because people are surviving. Even cancer, people are beating and surviving cancer, which leads which leads you to believe that there is some hope there. But the thing with cancer is catching it soon. Catching it when it's just started, not after it's had a chance to grow.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it can sneak up on you without you having any idea.
True that. That's a fact.
Yeah, you know, but I was driving and, you know, I'm constantly thinking about something, but people were just driving like crazy and get me thinking about artificial intelligence and self-driving, you know, and I was like, you know, it's not just going to be sensors. When it gets to that point where every car is a self-driving car and the roads have been adapted to accommodate self-driving cars.
Right.
Cars are going to actually communicate with each other on the road.
They will.
When you want, when a car wants to move over from one lane to the other, it's going to tell both the car it's moving over in front of and the one ahead of it that it's coming over.
Yeah. Maintain your speed. I'm coming in.
I was telling you, it says it's going to be some kind of transition because not every road is going to be adapted at that point until AI is smart enough to learn on its own, which
that's the scary part about AI.
Which is the real scary part about it, yes.
Because it can become more intelligent than it was when it was made.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part of the whole thing.
I just, you know, they've been playing with this stuff for a few years. And I think in some cases, I really think they have the ability to do more than they say.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But they release it a little bit at a time because
Yeah,
they.
so it doesn't freak the people out, you know?
Exactly. And which makes you wonder if that's the case, and that is what they are really doing,
Right.
where are they getting the information from?
Right. I don't know.
You know,
You know.
I think even Joe Rogan was talking about last week about they released evidence that, they got a lot of this stuff from alien technology.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Yeah, I'm still not
I'm
convinced on the whole UFO alien things. You know,
me,
it
me neither, me
they make a
neither.
good story on it, you know, and yeah, it's possible. I
Why
know it's possible, but
now all of a sudden are you admitting that they exist?
right.
What are you? It just every time they're open with something, it leads me to believe that they're trying to cover up something much
Well,
worse.
it's so they can cover up their shit, and blame it on
Aliens.
extraterrestrials and
Yeah.
aliens and
Well, that
UFOs.
we didn't know it was gonna do that. It was
Yeah.
alien technology. We didn't know it
And
was
they
gonna
knew all
fry your
along it would do
brain.
that. And they're the
Yeah.
ones that implemented it and initiated it. And yeah, they just need a scapegoat. So now they're bringing all this stuff out. So we're like conditioning ourselves to UFOs and extraterrestrials and
The
shit.
thing that, okay. There is such a thing as mass hysteria.
Yes.
And when something becomes popular, people start to see things or think they see things
Yes.
or misinterpret what they see. For
Correct.
something else. And the thing that blows my mind, out of all the UFO sightings, out of all of them, there has never been a mass sighting. Not that I know of.
No. Yeah.
The only one that I heard about recently, was that one in South America. And it wasn't that they all saw it at once. They saw it or the people or what the aliens at different times. And there were people that were injured and died from this. And
Wow.
it landed or whatever in this town. Or crash or whatever. And it actually crashed. It crashed in this town. They went out to it and they got sick. One of them died like really quick.
Wow.
A couple of them died a couple of days later.
Did they say what they died from?
People came in from the US, flew in, picked everything up, and flew out.
So it sounds like some undercover freaking black ops shit.
I don't think it was alien at all.
Oh no.
It was a test of some kind of chemical or bio warfare because they got sick later and died. And maybe it wasn't supposed to crash, obviously.
Right.
I don't know. It
I don't
just,
either.
but
You know, it's so hard to trust our federal government these days with all the bullshit that's happened in, you know, the last.
until I see it myself, I won't believe it. And even when I do see it, I still don't know if I will believe it.
I'm gonna want to walk up and poke it and make sure it's real.
Exactly.
You know, pinch myself. Am I dreaming?
I think if, okay, first off, if they are intelligent enough to come here and make contact with us, then it would, logic would dictate that then they would should be intelligent enough to know our reaction to their contact.
Right. Exactly.
So perhaps maybe that's why they are been sporadic in their contact. I don't know, because it doesn't, not all the aliens seem to match.
Yeah.
So it seems as though we've been bombarded by different alien races
from different galaxies or solar systems or universes. Yes.
Or imaginations or whatever you want.
Yeah. No kidding, right?
You know, I this, can.
It's I not can ET. Draw,
I can draw some pretty incredible aliens. It's not that difficult.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they don't exist. What I'm saying is, why would they come here?
Yeah, for what reason? They've had all this time to come here.
There's no
But reason. You know, they
we have nothing that they would want that we
they
know
say
of.
That you know, the extraterrestrials came way back then and helped us build our technologies. And
I
our
have a tendency
this, that, and the other.
To believe that more than I really believe they're visiting now because of the pyramids alone.
Yeah. What's to say that the pyramids aren't actual, what are they called? Obelisks? An obelisk?
What do
you
you
know,
mean?
The big, tall phallic symbol, like the National Washington Monument in D.C.? You know, the big, tall, you know,
what do you
four-sided.
Mean? You mean where it just came down into a pyramid?
No, but the pyramid is the only thing that you can see because it's covered up with dirt. Maybe it's a big, huge obelisk that is actually down in the earth.
You would think that they would know that by now. They've had to have some kind of seismic thing to be able to see that by now.
Yeah, you would think.
That would blow anybody's mind to find that out.
I know, right? All you see is
the tip of
the obelisk.
First off, I think they're far older than what they think they are.
Yeah.
I
do believe that they were built with the help of the Nephilim giants.
Yeah. You're right.
You know,
it's the only thing that makes sense. It would have to be an awful lot of them.
Because I believe that, because in the Book of Enoch, we've talked about it in the past, you know, the fallen angels.
Well, they found us.
Procreated
skulls.
With human women, and demons were created, and Nephilim, and I seriously believe that there's actual Dracula and werewolves, and you know, because those are demons from the fallen angels that procreated
maybe
with human women.
Maybe, you know, there's been several different authors that have had their own ideas of the true findings behind those stories. Like, there's always some idea that there is some truth to Frankenstein, and there is some truth to Dracula, and there's, you know,
to
there's
Vlad Dracul,
and there may be some truth to it. They may have believed that they had those powers, and they may have had demonic powers. There may have been a demon that was like,
they could have been
a dragon.
Demon possession, you know.
Who
you don't
knows?
Know. Who knows?
There's, if you really, you could take a day and just sit down and look at Google Earth.
Yeah.
and see some of the strange things that are there are around this world that you can see from aerial views.
Yes.
And it is absolutely amazing. Now, as far as we know, there was no flight before the Wright brothers, other than balloon flight.
Yeah, but have you seen the hieroglyphs, the Egyptian hieroglyphs that show helicopters and airplanes? And
like I said, as far as we know, but
yes,
there are several formations in the earth and several things that have been built up in the earth and laid out with stones and everything else that cannot be possibly tell what the hell they are unless you're several hundred feet up in the air.
Right.
So
you know, like down in, where is it, down in South America, they have the land carvings and you can't see them unless you're
yeah,
in aerial flight.
You're way up.
Yeah.
So what was the point? I mean, I guess, you know, to show your God, I guess you would do something like that. But the idea of having to lay that out without...
Yeah, who possessed you to do that? Why would you do that? What was the reason behind it?
It just amazes me because... some of it doesn't make sense. I mean, you don't have any idea what it is, but you know it's something because it's definitely been put there and it marks out some geometric design, you know, of something or another. And it's in different parts of the country.
Well, have you seen,
not just country, but in the world.
Have you looked at the map of like DC and how the streets are laid out in different points? It's crazy. There's like geometric shapes.
Some of that was, what is it? The Masons?
By the Freemasons.
Yeah, the Freemasons. A lot of that was where they say that comes from. And I wouldn't doubt it. They were, you know, they were in Sedan City Council and administrative positions and were in charge of laying things out. They didn't have to give a reason.
No,
as to why it was that way or why they wanted it named this way. I'm sure if you really look at it and you line those up, probably every one of those named streets, the letters mean something, like the first letter or you know, one letter
exactly.
Word. Oh my goodness, they were so into puzzles and all that other stuff.
Yeah, and secrecy.
A lot of it was for nothing. It
right
when
just
you
to make people
it,
say
you would sit there and dig and dig and dig for this secret and you'd get to the find the answer of it and it was something trivial.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they did that on purpose to you know to make it difficult when the ones that were really important to make it difficult to figure them out, but it's just crazy how some of that.
Well, you know,
stuff
one
is.
Of my favorite movies is the National Treasure movies.
Yeah,
with Nicolas Cage. You know,
good old
wouldn't
Nicolas
that be something
Cage.
If that was real, you know, wouldn't that be just cool as shit?
I
even
like
the Goonies. You know, when they find that one-eyed Willie's pirate ship.
Now that I don't know about the pirate ship, but there are some buried or sunken treasures.
Absolutely there are. I totally believe that.
They did a whole documentary or like a series, a documentary series on that. What island is that? They've been trying to dig up this treasure that's supposed to be there for like years.
Mm-hmm.
And multiple
people. Oak Island. Yeah.
Oak Island, yes. They're still out there looking for this thing.
And, you know, I don't have cable anymore, so I used to watch that show. I mean,
you
every
can stream
week.
It. You can stream it on something.
Yeah, probably.
I think
but yeah, you know what? They're not going to make a show when you don't find nothing.
No. They haven't found anything yet. At some point, they're going to give up and say, well, you know, when you guys find something, call us.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I don't think there's anything there. Or maybe there was, but if I found it, I'm not telling a single person.
Hell no. I'm going to try and capitalize on the wealth in the secretest way possible without
exactly.
getting caught.
Exactly.
Hey, where'd you find this gold? My grandfather gave it to me.
A little bit at a time.
A little bit at a time. Yeah, you know, you're not going to be like overnight wealthy, but you'll have the wealth without being wealthy, you know? Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's...
Because the government's going to want their cut.
Well, there's no say that when it comes down to it, they're going to leave him alone as long as he's just looking. Once he,
yeah,
finds,
the minute he finds
something, the government, whoever the government is for the island, is going to come in and try to take it away from him. I guarantee you.
No kidding, right?
What, I mean, they're not going to let that slip out from under them. If they have any way of getting right to it at all, that's what they're going to do. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I know what we're going to talk about on the second half, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Welcome back.
Welcome
back. We're back. You were talking about going somewhere today, or earlier today. Where did you say you
went? Oh, yeah, this weekend we went down. So it's Charlie's daughter, youngest daughter. It was her birthday yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And she lives down in Phoenix with her boyfriend. And we had Charlie's oldest daughter up here and Shalan and my son, and we all went down. We met down in Jerome. They drove up from Phoenix, we drove down from here, went to a town called Jerome. It's an old mining town.
Oh wow.
Mining copper and silver, and they say it's haunted. You know, certain parts of the town or certain buildings are haunted. So we went down there, and you know, we had lunch, and you know, we went to this restaurant. It was a nice restaurant. It was, you know, it was nice, and the service was good. And it's called the Clink Scale. But unbeknownst to me, they use MSG in their food.
Oh goodness!
So I mean, I get a few bites into my food and I'm like, excuse me, I need to use restroom.
It's MSG, that bad.
It's
oh
that
my
bad.
God.
I mean, it hits me quick. And yeah, several trips to the restroom while I'm eating, and
oh my goodness.
It just sucked ass. But we walked around town and, you know, checked out some shops. It's a big old tourist trap. And just had a good time hanging out with everybody, you know, and having the whole family unit together and walking around. And then around 3 o'clock, Corbin and her boyfriend decided to go back to Phoenix. So we were like, okay, we told Lynn and Harley and Shalan, see you later.
Yep.
You guys go back up to the house in Munns Park. And so Charlie and I, we went to Sedona. We had booked a room at this resort at Los Abrigados, and got a room, and check-in was at 4 o'clock. We ended up showing up at 4 o'clock. It was just perfect timing. And
that's a really late check-in. I mean, well, usually 3 o'clock, you know, but 4.
Yeah,
wow.
with a 10 o'clock a.m. checkout.
Oh, they shortened it on both ends. What the hell?
Yeah, they did.
Did they discount the price then and do it?
No discounts. And so we, you know, we check into the room and put all our stuff away and then cruise over to the pool. There's a bar at the pool, so we sat and had a few vodka tonics. And
you should say, for the 2 hours you stole from me, I want a free drink.
Right? Yeah. And then we went back to the room, took showers, got ready for dinner. I made reservations at this restaurant called Dahl and DeLuca's. It's really nice, high-end Italian restaurant. And, you know, in the past, when I've been there, the food is and the service is just impeccable. And, you know, we go last night and I'm you know, first of all, the shuttle from the restaurant to pick us up was late. And we had reservations at 8:15. This guy shows up at 8:05 or 8:10 and he gets out of the van and he walks around. I said, "You're late."
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I have reservations at 8:15. And if I lose my reservation because you're late, I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, and so we finally get to the restaurant and we sit down and this waiter, I recognize him from times past, but normally very attentive and just a great, you know, server. He sucked.
Oh my God.
You know, and then we got this bottle of wine. It's a Malbec. It was a red wine.
Yeah.
But I couldn't drink it. Every time I took a drink, man, heartburn.
Ugh.
It was terrible. So I have him bring me a glass of Chardonnay when I was able to flag him down. And finally the food comes out.
Was it that busy or?
No, not at all.
Oh, you my know, goodness.
The people sitting at the table right next to us, they had a different waiter, and this guy was up their butt every 2 or 3 minutes. Everything okay? Can I get you anything?
Yeah.
You know? Our waiter, he'd take off, and you wouldn't see him for 5-10 minutes.
And yeah.
It's like, what? So, you know, we eat, and I'm already in a bad mood because the shuttle was late. And, you know, I've just been raving up this restaurant like it's, you know, Taj Mahal. And it sucked.
Yeah.
So I was very disappointed. Lost my appetite because I was so pissed. And brings me the bill. I said, "Hey, can I have my check, please?" And he brings the check. And, yeah, his service was so shitty. Out of a $178 bill, I paid him $10 for a tip.
That's
a reflection. And I wrote a note on there. You know what? I wrote on there, I feel that our server was not attentive and, you know, it was a very poor experience.
Yeah. Good.
You know,
I hope someone else besides him saw that.
Oh, I'm sure, you know. Hopefully the owner, Lisa Dahl, she's a Michelin chef.
Especially since he's been a good server in the past. What makes me wonder what the hell happened.
Exactly. You know, and I haven't been back there in years. But
for him, he must be on his way out. For him not to care that much. He knew his tip is reflected in his service. And
exactly, you know, because I'm a tipper. I tip people. If you know what, if you
yeah,
give me
I'm
the service,
same way.
I'm giving you the tip.
Yep, and it's always more than it really should be usually.
Mm-hmm.
But my goodness.
So then, yeah,
we
got done with dinner. We got a shuttle ride back to the resort, and then this morning, you know, went and had breakfast at this Sedona Crepes. And they've got, you know, sweet crepes. They got savory crepes. They serve more than just crepes. But we had the Tinka crepes. It's chicken that's cooked in a chipotle sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, and it comes out and it's as big as the plate. And it's like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of food. And it was very good. The service and the portions the flavor, it was better than the restaurant last night.
Well, good. At least
she, yeah.
At least she kind of braked down.
Yeah, no kidding. So then we cruise up the canyon from Sedona. There's a, you know, you go up through the canyon, there's switchbacks and stuff, and you just, it's a nice ride. And we get back up to Flag, and before I got to Old Munn's Highway, it's a dirt road that bypasses the freeway. And my GPS is telling me that it's 58 minutes from where I'm at to get home.
Oh my goodness.
Just because of traffic backup, because they're doing construction on the highway. And I said, screw that. So I took that Old Munn's Highway. We dumped out at Mountain Air, stopped in, had a beer at the tavern. And I told Charlie, I said, hey, how would you mind? Would you mind if we took the Forest Service road to Munn's Park rather than getting stuck in traffic?
Which
she goes, no, let's do it.
It's a dirt road, really.
It's a dirt log road through the woods, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, yeah, we're cruising down the road, and there's places that are pretty rocky, and, you know, I got to go pretty slow and just crawl over. And I was very impressed with my Honda Ridgeline.
Good.
And so I get to this crossroad. You know, we'd been on this 700 road for miles, and it had a fork to the right. And Charlie's checking it out on her phone. She goes, but I think we need to take this road here. I'm like, okay. So I stop and we look at their phone. Well, there's this jackass behind me.
How? That's what the first thing that I don't understand is, how is there a jackass behind you? Why is there anyone else there?
Right. He must have been flying down that road to come up behind me, because, you know, and so he goes to try and pass me on the right. And so I pull to the left to give him some clearance. And then he just peels out, blowing all this dirt and rocks up.
Yeah, I know.
You know, if we were still in the Old West, he would have had no tires left on his pony.
Yeah. His pony would have been flat. Yeah.
His pony would have been stuck in the dirt.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, we finally made it back, and yeah, had a good afternoon, and Charlie's been working on her paintings and stuff, and
yeah. I like her stuff. I'm gonna get her to do something for me. I'm not sure what I want yet, but
mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about it. But anyway,
well, next time you're up, you know, you can pick your colors and stuff. And
yeah, we were talking earlier about someone bringing up charges again.
On
former President Trump.
Yep. Apparently Joe Biden had his Department of Justice indict President Trump on the whole documents thing that he had at Mar-a-Lago.
I thought that already happened, though. I thought he was already...
No. See, and the one thing that they just don't seem to get through their fucking heads is, as a sitting U.S. president, you have the authority to declassify documents and take them with you after you leave office. And all these other people, like Hillary Clinton, Mike Pence, Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, they all have these documents, but nothing is happening with them. It's all Donald Trump. Well, the fact of the matter is he is leading in the polls over all the Republicans and all the Republican candidates and the Democratic candidates for president.
Really?
They're terrified that he is going to be reelected.
Oh my goodness.
Because he is going to, you know, he started draining the swamp. And exposing.
You know, we talked about this last episode about where I hadn't heard that he was running again. But now I have. Mm-hmm. He did mention it on his last address to the state or whatever. He did mention that he was going to run again.
So in all actuality, this is election interference.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
It sure does, you know, and, you know,
Especially
if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it must be a duck.
Well, it's so obvious. I mean, to anyone on the outside looking at it, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, of course he's doing that as a retaliation and a prompt to kick him out before it even gets started, you know?
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's election interference, because the polls are answered by the people.
Yeah.
You know, the polls are taken on U.S. citizens, and he is like 58% in the polls.
Yeah.
Way wow. over Ron DeSantis, way over Mike Pence. I mean, way over any Republican candidate and or Democratic candidate.
I am scratching my head as to why in the hell Pence is even throwing his
I won't
hat
vote for him.
In, but you know what it is? They set him up to do this. They want him there to steal mm-hmm. votes away. That's all he is. He is a right. trap. He is a trap for those dead votes to steal them away.
So yes, you're right.
So the opposition doesn't get it. That's all that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different.
But in the grand scheme, it's still election meddling. It's still
But it's the same. You know, it's the same reason that Bernie Sanders ran, and you know they run with all these lofty ideas.
Oh, they screwed Bernie Sanders two times.
Oh God!
You know, he ran against Hillary and didn't make the Democratic nomination, no. And then he ran again against Biden.
I don't know why he thought he was ever going to get backed. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's a socialist that wants communism.
Yes.
You
That's
know?
Not going to happen. I mean, Democrats are bad, but they're not quite that bad. You know, so whatever. The whole thing just, I can't believe that they're trying to bring him up on charges again. You know?
Yes.
But it's so obvious as to why.
Well, yeah, because he's going to expose them in all of their corruption.
Well, yeah.
And they're terrified.
They don't want him to have any power again. My God.
If he gets into office again, people are going to be tried for treason. They will. Shit is, you know, ever since the Republicans took over the House again and started this investigation into Biden and the corruption and the money laundering, and they've got evidence on child sex trafficking with the Bidens.
Yeah.
They've got evidence on all of this stuff, bank records.
That stuff, I don't understand why no one pursues that. Do they really have that much that much power where they can just put a stop to anybody, like a reporter or somebody going after that story? I mean,
all the reporters are fake. It's all fake news. They're telling the people what they want to hear.
They aren't all fake anymore, though. There's still some real ones real out there. I mean,
Fox News, even it turns out that Fox News is in bed with the Democrats. Trying to hide all this shit. And to manipulate.
I watch local news when I'm home. That's the only news I really watch.
I watch Newsmax now.
Yeah. I have watched that before. Yeah.
They are probably the only conservative news station that's still around that's going to give you the straight hard facts on what's really going on.
Yeah.
And then when you put it into context with the shit that they're telling us, it's totally opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It There's no real trustworthy source anymore.
There is not, you know, and back in the day, remember back in the day when you'd watch the news when you were a kid and they would tell you the stories, they would tell you what's going on and you took your own and made your own conclusions from that.
Yeah.
They told you the facts and you drew your own conclusions. Now they tell you what to think.
Yeah.
They don't even give you the facts. They give you lies and tell you to believe it.
I mean, for things like a birth or a death or something like that, there's obvious reactions. But
on the political stage,
they're not news commentators anymore. They're they're actors and actresses.
They're opinionators. You know, they're opinion givers. Yeah.
Yeah. It's and they're acting. They're not. The whole thing that they're even talking about probably isn't even their own opinion. They've been told what to say. Nine times out of ten, they've been told what to say.
You know, look at these whistleblowers that came out. The FBI, guys that were FBI agents, came out as whistleblowers about the January 6th thing, and they blew it way wide open. And there were actual FBI agents dressed up like Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Making it look like it was Trump that was causing this insurrection.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have proof. There's evidence of FBI dressing up like Trump supporters and causing this chaos.
Probably push people to do it. I mean,
yeah.
People are going to make their own mind up. But if someone else is doing it and the people who are starting the whole thing doing it are actually FBI agents, then.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that is what happened, but if that is in fact what did happen, then that throws a real different shade on everything.
Here's another one. Remember the shaman, the guy that had the elk or the Viking helmet on with the horns, had the furs on, went into Congress during the January 6th.
No,
he was put in prison. For the insurrection.
Okay.
Tucker Carlson got the videos showing him getting toured around the Capitol by the Capitol police, causing no damage, not doing anything wrong, just being escorted by Capitol police to all these different places in the Capitol building. And as soon as that came out, they released him from prison.
How could they not know this? Wasn't he with those?
They did know this. They were trying to hide it from the people. But when the people finally saw the tapes of what was really going on, because the Democrats wanted to bury those tapes, those surveillance tapes.
They wanted to do everything they could to make it look as bad as they could.
Exactly. And that's why it's all bullshit, Joey.
Oh my goodness.
It's all lies, smoke and mirrors. They're trying to
Well, I don't know if it's exactly they're trying to gain the mirrors. New world order. I don't know if it's exactly smoke and mirrors. Didn't people get hurt?
Not one police officer died by the hands of an insurrectionist on January 6th.
Okay.
The one officer that did die had previous health issues. And died. And they tried to blame it on somebody killing him at the Capitol on January 6th.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's what they want you to think. That's why the media is all on their side. They're owned by the Democrats.
Yeah.
The media is owned by them.
Well, somebody's paying them because...
George Soros.
It makes no sense why
George Soros, he's a billionaire and he funds all of his money to the Democratic Party and anything that can go against Trump.
Back in the day, they chased after the real news and the real facts, and
right,
were proud to be able to tell the truth. Now they're like afraid to tell the truth. It's all got to
be. They're getting paid to not tell the truth. They're getting paid to pull the wool over our eyes. And unless, yes, we're called conspiracy theorists. It's not conspiracy. It's really happening.
Well, if it's happening.
But they want to label you as a conspiracy theorist to make you look like an idiot.
Well, I'm not even saying it's a conspiracy on their part. They probably don't even know what they're doing half the time. They've been told to do a certain thing, and they do it, and they think that's just the way it is. And
on January 4th, President Trump, he said, we need to have the National Guard put in place, just in case. Okay?
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi is in charge of the National Guard for the Capitol. She told him to stand down.
Well, of course.
And they're trying to make it sound like Trump didn't even call in the National Guard or even question it.
Well,
and he did. And he told the people before the insurrection even happened to be peaceful. You know what? If you're going to come to the Capitol, be peaceful, be respectful. You know what? Don't cause issues. That's not us. It was the FBI agents that were posing as Trump supporters doing this shit. And then you got that poor woman who served in our armed forces that was shot in the face by a Capitol police officer, and she didn't even have a weapon. But nothing happened to him. He was stuck in this high priority housing in Virginia at a naval base to keep him safe.
Yeah, to keep him quiet.
Yeah, that too.
It's scary shit.
You know, they have two sets of law, one for everybody else and one for the Democrats. The ones that don't get touched.
I guess.
And then they have a totally different law for President Trump. But this guy keeps getting knocked down, and he keeps getting back up, and he comes back even stronger and harder.
Well, it's... It makes you wonder... When they start doing stuff like this, when this shit starts coming up, I start looking for other stories, because they're it's a distraction. It has to be.
It is a distraction to pull you away from the Biden family corruption, the Hillary Clinton emails on a private server.
Well, maybe that's true too. Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah.
They're trying to divert our attention away from all the shit that really happened to something that's just frivolous. That there's no substance at all.
Yeah.
As a president, you have the right to declassify documents and take them with you when you leave office.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Bullshit. It's just one more thing to try and divert our attention away from what's really happening.
Yeah.
And that's the Biden crime family.
The Biden
crime family. He's a fucking soggy, fucking filled up, shitty diaper that doesn't even know his own name. He's a fucking moron.
Well,
and the fact that they fucking put him in office by stealing an election with election interference is bullshit.
I still can't believe he's president.
I can't either. He's a fucking idiot. They have to fucking tell him where to go and what to do. Somebody has to wipe his ass for him.
The moment I found out that he supposedly won, I was like, are you
with
serious?
81 million votes, more than Barack Obama?
Are you serious? I
am fucking serious. Did you see his campaigns when he was campaigning from the basement and he'd go out to do a campaign fucking rally and there'd be like 20 people there and they were like 10 feet apart. And then you saw President Trump's campaign rallies and it was 50,000 people packed into a stadium. And Joe Biden won 81 million votes. My fucking ass he did.
I guess I must.
That's a coup. That is a fucking coup.
I must have been stuck at home those days when all those people were out voting.
A lot of people have their head in the sand.
Because, I mean, that's a lot of people. 81 million people.
81 million votes. Not to mention,
how many did Trump get?
76 million.
Wow.
And they were doing ballot dumps at fucking 3 o'clock in the morning.
So that's 157 million votes just for those two.
Yeah.
I didn't really think that many people voted.
Our fucking freedoms depend on it.
I know, but I'm serious. I mean, it's dwindled a lot in the last few years. I thought it was a lot less than that.
Because at like midnight, Trump was in the lead in all the fucking districts to beat Biden. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, they dumped a shit ton of ballots and they were all for Biden. Bullshit. They were bringing them in by the truckloads, unloading these fucking ballot boxes full of fucking fictitious ballots.
Empty ballots. Yeah, the ballots that weren't even filled out.
It was bullshit, Joey. It was bullshit. Because they are all for the New World Order.
Yeah,
they are all for socialism. They are all for, they want to control the people.
We've been trying to do that for a while.
You control the food. You control the people. You control. You cause mass hysteria with a pandemic, a plandemic.
Yeah.
That was originated in China.
Oh yeah.
With gain of function research, paid for by the United States, with our tax dollars.
Yep.
To cause hysteria, and to control the people. No, bullshit.
Yeah, because it sure seems to have just
went away.
Gone away.
It's gone. No more COVID.
No. I still, in fact, I seen it today. Someone wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah. You got the morons out there.
I'm like,
you got the idiots wearing their masks.
What are you?
They're fucking idiots.
Are you sick? Are you wearing a mask because you're sick?
They get these pharmaceutical companies to make a fucking vaccine, and there's no recourse on the pharmaceutical companies as far as death and sickness.
Yeah, I didn't get
that. To the vaccine. No, thank you. I appreciate that.
It was an experimental drug.
It was.
Why were you taking an experimental vaccine in hoping?
And just about the same time, G5, you know, the G5 network was coming out. Well, G5 is known, if you're too close to a tower, you get radiation off of that tower. And it mRNA nanobots in your fucking body.
Most of those are
can be controlled by 5G.
Most of the 5G towers I have seen are out in the middle of nowhere. There's no houses or nothing around them.
Oh, they have some in the cities down in Phoenix. There's 5G towers up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How
do you explain these people that had gotten the vaccination and they're up on stage giving a speech and they just collapse?
I don't know.
All these athletes, you know, 25, 30-year-old athletes just dying on the field.
Well,
high school students playing football dying on the field. How do you explain that? And all of a sudden,
I don't know.
There's just so many people just dropping dead. Where Bill Gates owns more land in the United States than anybody. And so he's at the point where he's going to control the food supply because he owns the farms. He owns the land and he's not going to do anything with it. He's not going to produce the food. He's not going to produce. And then you got the climate control bullshit with, oh, we got no more cows because they're causing climate change.
I don't think Bill Gates is going to be around forever.
You got to open your eyes to all this shit. It's fucking real and it's happening. And they're trying to distract you by this other bullshit with Trump and that and the other.
That's why I want to get out in the middle of nowhere and live off the freaking land.
I mean, that's part of the reason you know what? We live in Buns Park because Charlie wanted to be here. And I'm glad she did because I love it here. And 95 of the people
it's
that live
nice
here
there. Like
are
that.
Conservatives. They're conservatives.
Yeah.
They're patriots.
Yeah. I like it there. It's nice there.
I do too. You know what? We'll go to sleep at night. I'll forget to lock the fucking door and wake up in the morning, go to work. It's like, oh, fuck, I didn't lock the door last night.
Yeah, I hear you. You know. Well,
but it's not like a nervous
there aren't,
thing that you have to do, and because
there aren't too many places like that anymore.
You know, not to say something couldn't happen because it can, because there's fucking weirdos everywhere.
Yeah,
but yeah, you know, when I was growing up, you know, in North Dakota, we left the keys in the car, we left the doors unlocked to the house, we never locked the house when we left for a weekend.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have to.
Well.
You know, because there was a mutual respect between human beings.
We,
and, you know what? That's my shit. You don't touch my shit.
We live in a whole different existence now. It's there's so
only because it's been perpetrated by the elitist left.
Yeah. Well. That's true. But what are you going to do? Either you go along with what's going on or you...
I will not go along with.
You find a way to get out of it completely.
Obviously, I didn't get a vaccination. I will not fucking...
Well, I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about existence the way it is right now. If you can't find some way or set up some way to live off the grid, you're screwing yourself because there's going to come a point. There's going to come a point where stuff is going to shut down.
Yes. And
the infrastructure is not what it needs to be.
Right. And hence.
And the majority of it, 70 years or more older.
Mm-hmm.
So
hence the purchasing of firearms that are going to do what they need to do if the shit goes down like that.
Yeah.
Because I will not comply. I will not conform. I won't do it. It's in my nature. Never will, never have.
Yeah. Well, wood stove and...
Or at least a generator.
And a generator, a solar generator.
No, right? That would be a good thing.
That's what I'm going to get. So, but anyway, I think we probably covered the base for this episode. We're probably good for this week, don't you think?
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
There you go. Until next time, think big.
And think loud.